今天是我们这一系列信息的最后一堂。
Today is the last message.
我的题目是我们有个意向。
Today's title is We have a vision.
在以赛亚书二十一章。
In Isaiah chapter 21.
十一节到第十二节。
Verses 11 and 12.
以赛亚书有这样一段话说。
And it says,
有人声从西尔呼问我说，守望的啊，夜里如何？守望的啊，夜里如何？
Someone calls me from Seir, Watchman, what is left of the night? What is left of the night?
守望的说，早晨将到，黑夜也来，你们若要问就问，回头再来。
The watchman replies, Morning is coming, but also the night. If you ask, then ask, and come back yet again.
早晨将到，黑夜也来。
Morning is coming, but also the night.
当我们展望我们现在的局势的时候，
When we reflect upon our situation right now,
不论是宣教工厂，
Regardless it's the mission field,
或者政治经济的状况，
or political or economic condition.
我们常常看见就是早晨将到，黑暗也来。
And what we see is morning is coming, also the night.
光明跟黑暗是并存的。
Daylight and darkness coexist.
就好像一百多年前英国作家狄更斯在他的很有名的著作叫《双城记》说的一些话。
And Dickens, more than 100 years ago, a British writer, wrote in A Tale of Two Cities.
他说那是个最好的时机，也是个最坏的时机。
This is the best time, this is the worst time.
那是个智慧的时代，也是一个愚昧的时代。
It was the age of wisdom, also the age of foolishness.
那是一个信心的时代，也是个怀疑的时代。
An epoch of belief, also an epoch of incredulity.
那是一个光明的季节，也是个黑暗的季节。
Season of light, season of darkness.
那是一个希望的春天，也是一个沮丧的冬天。
Spring of hope, winter of despair.
在我们面前万事俱备，却又好像一无所有。
We had everything before us, yet we had nothing before us.
我们一同直奔天堂，但又好像反向而去。
We were all going to heaven, yet we were all direct the other way.
所以每件事情都有一个光明面，还有一个黑暗面。
There is brightness as well as darkness with everything.
有人会比较强调光明面。
Some people like to emphasize the bright side.
我们会说明天会更好。
We think tomorrow is better.
现在没老公，明天会有了。
Today I don't have a husband. Tomorrow I will.
有人是看到黑暗面。
Some people look at the dark side.
现在没有，明天也没有。
Today I don't have. Tomorrow no.
有了更惨。
And some worse.
所以每天都是黑暗的。
So every day is dark.
那因此从宣教的角度来说。
So from the perspective of mission.
我们可以看到很多黑暗面。
We may see a lot of darkness.
譬如说欧洲。
For example, in Europe.
现在有一个去基督化的现象。
And right now, there's an anti-Christian incarnation.
就是很多的国家你会发现基督教在没落。
Christianity churches are declining in many countries.
法国每个礼拜天去天主堂的人数。
In France,every Sunday, the people who will go to a cathedral or church,
比回教徒每个礼拜去清真寺的还少。
The number is less than those who will go to a mosque.
并不是穆斯林比天主教徒多。
Not necessarily, there are more Muslims than Christians.
因为那几百万的穆斯林每个礼拜都去。
But those are few millions of Muslims.They will go every Sunday.
但法国的几千万的天主教徒不到3%去天主教堂。
But millions and millions of Catholics in France, only 3% will go to church.
英国去教堂的不超过5%。
In England, less than 5% will attend Sunday service.
所以同样的，在英国去清真寺的穆斯林比去教堂的基督徒还多。
So in England, more people will go to a mosque on Sunday than people will go to a church.
澳洲自称是基督徒的人数100年来已经从 96% 降到 70%。
And in Australia, which claim itself to be Christian, but the people who will go to church in the last 100 has decreased from 90% to 70%.
但是自称是基督徒的 70% 也不见得是真基督徒。
But the 70% who claim themselves to be Christian, are they real Christians?
西方国家基督教的影响力很明显的在降低。
Christianity has declined its influence in the Western countries.
特别在道德上
especially morality
欧洲大部分的国家都已经是同性恋婚姻是合法化了
and in most countries in Europe homosexual marriage has been declared lawful
当然很特别的一个反常的现象是
but of course what is unusual about this
荷兰是第一个同性恋合法化的国家
Netherlands is the first country that, that declared homosexuality to be lawful.
但是荷兰同性恋的人一千对大概只有一对去结婚。
But in Netherlands, among 1,000 homosexual couples, only one couple will go and get married.
他们已经合法化了。
It's actually lawful now.
可以去登记结婚。
People could go and register.
为什么不去呢
?Why not?
因为同性恋的人大概每六个月就换一个伴侣。
Because the homosexual people every six months they change partners.
如果去登记结婚
，if they are going to register，
六个月以后办离婚。
Six months later they are going to do divorce.
再找一个再结婚。
Then have to do another marriage.
而且每离婚一次分一次家产。
And every time divorce you need to divide up your property.
然后每离婚一次就剥一次皮。
And every time it's like a person is king when a person is divorced.
那你说干嘛一直要离婚呢
？Why divorce after divorce?
同性恋是一种性方面的纵欲。
But homosexuality is an abuse in sexuality.
他们统计过同性恋的人，他们自己也承认，一生大概有200到300个伴侣。
A lot of the homosexual, when they do a statistics, a survey, in one lifetime, they may have 200 to 300 partners.
同性恋者是非常不容易从一而终就跟着一个伴侣的。
In homosexual relationship, very, very unusual, you will have one partner from the beginning to the end.
所以他们要求婚姻合法化，不是真的要结婚。
So, to have a...become lawful, the purpose is actually not to get married.
他只是要社会承认他们是正常的。
They just want the society to affirm their sexuality.
不要忘记，荷兰是改革中大本营。
And Netherlands is the major camp of Reformation.
要谈加尔文神学，荷兰是大本营。
Calvinist theology, Netherlands is the core country.
所以改革中大本营已经沦陷了。
So the camp of Reformed theology has fallen.
它也是全欧洲也是全世界第一个通过安乐死的国家。
So it's also the first country in Europe as well as in the world that allows someone to choose to die.
但是荷兰的老人家最怕去看病。
But the older people, elderly people are so afraid to go to see doctor.
本来是安乐死的意思是我不死，我很不安乐。
Original the idea is if I don't die, I'm feeling very discomfortable.
所以我要去死，你要让我死。
So if I choose to die, you have to let me die.
现在荷兰的法律是你不死，我就不安乐。
And but the law in Netherlands has become if you don't die, other people are not comfortable.
所以只要两个医生同意
，So as long as the two doctors agree,
他就可以同意你该死了。
So they can agree you should die.
所以老人家去看病的时候
，So when an elderly person go to see a doctor,
他们很紧张
，They are very uneasy.
如果医生看他的眼光这样看看
，If the doctor kind of stare at you.
然后跟另外一个医生这样看一看。
And look at the other doctor.
然后这样点点头。
And they kind of agree.
然后说给你打个感冒针。
And they say, let's give you a flu shot.
可能就会死掉了。
Maybe you will die.
所以荷兰给老人家，如果你要的话，戴一个手镯。
And so, the old elder people will have a bracelet.
这手镯上写一行字。
And the bracelet says,
我不要死。
I don't want to die.
所以那老人家一看，那个医生在那边看看他的时候。
So when the elderly person observed, the doctor is kind of looking at.
赶快把手举起来。
So the elderly person will raise up the bracelet.
我戴着这个手镯。
I'm wearing this bracelet.
你就不能让我死。
You cannot help me to die.
你把我搞死了，我的子孙可以告你的。
If you kill me, my descendants, my children are going to sue you.
你没有戴这个手镯呢。
If I don't wear the bracelet.
表示我们觉得你该死，你也很想死。
It means that if the doctors agree you should die, then you should die.
所以你就可以死了。
So go and die.
不活那么老还不死。
You have lived long enough. Go and die.
我们的医疗保险都被你弄垮了。
Our health secure, insurance is going to collapse if you keep on living. 我
要给你老人救济金。
And also the pension.
所以你说怎么会基督教国家会通过这种法律呢？
Why should a Christian country allow this kind of law to exist?
好像基督教国家已经越来越脱离基督教的这种圈子了。
It seems that this Christian country have left Christianity behind.
但是
However,
虽然同时欧洲啦，澳洲、澳大利亚、纽西兰的宣教士已经越来越少了。
There are fewer and fewer missionaries from Europe, from Australia, from all these countries.
反而是亚洲的宣教士越来越多。
And there are more and more missionaries from Asia.
基督徒也是如此。
And also the same number for Christians.
但也就是说，基督教越来越全球化了。
So Christianity has become globalized.
以前的基督教是白人的宗教。
In the old time, Christianity belonged to the white people.
现在是黑人跟黄种人比白人还要多很多。
Nowadays, there are more blacks and Asians who are Christians.
所以基督教已经在各州越来越普遍的传递了。
So Christianity has been globalized.
所以这是一个好的地方。
This is a bright side.
另外一方面呢，谈到伊斯兰教。
So if we look at Muslims.
过去五十年，穆斯林的增长率比基督徒的增长率还要高。
The percentage of Muslim growth has been higher than the percentage of Christian growth.
1900年，穆斯林占全世界人口12%。
In 1900, the survey say there are about 12% Muslims in the world.
到2010年，他们又占了22%。
2010, the percentage has increased to22%.
所以比例加了一倍。
So it's almost double.
但人数是加了五倍。
But if we look at population, it's 5 times.
因为我们全世界人口也加了一倍多。
Because the world population has almost double.
欧洲穆斯林人数增加很快。
In Europe, the population of Muslim has increased rapidly.
本来欧洲是全部是白人的世界。
Originally, Europe is the world of the Caucasian, the white.
他们现在有4000万穆斯林。
Now there are 400 million Muslims.
40 million. 400 million 是4亿。
Okay. 40 million Muslims.
然后2030年要增加到6000万。
And it's going to become
sixty millions in another fifteen years.差不多等于欧洲人口的8%。
It's about 8% of Europe population.
增长的原因大部分是移民或者是生出来的。
And the major causes of the increase have to do with immigration and birth.
我看到一个网站上他们的一个 PowerPoint.
I read a PowerPoint from a website.
是穆斯林劝这些恐怖分子不要去炸欧洲。
And the Muslims trying to persuade the terrorists, please do not bomb Europe.
因为2050年我们会征服欧洲的。
But in 2050, we are going to have Europe.
我们用生的就把它征服了。
Just by birth rate, we are going to conquer.
这个房子你炸掉了，将来是我的，为什么把它炸掉？
Why are you going to bomb a house that's going to be mine?
所以放下你的炸弹。
So please put down your bombs.
不用炸弹。
Don't use bombs.
我们只要生生生就可以征服欧洲。
As long as we keep on reproducing, we are going to have Europe.
我在德国。
When I was in Germany,
在马路上。
When I was on the street,
我没有看过德国人推婴儿车的。
I seldom see a German pushing a baby car.
推婴儿车的都是土耳其人。
And most of the people I see pushing a baby car, they are Turks.
德国人都牵着狗。
And Germans, they will have a dog.
他们宁可养狗，不要养儿子。
They would prefer dogs over children.
他们的说法也很有道理的。
And they have a theory.
养一条狗，18岁就该死了。
When you have a dog, when the dog reaches 18, the dog will die.
养个儿子。
And if I have a son,
到18岁他就开始麻烦了。
When he was 18, he's going to give me all kinds of trouble.
然后花大钱来捣蛋啊，哎呦，惹是生非的。
He's going to spend all my money and create all sorts of trouble for me.
养狗比较简单。
Dog is much easier.
到时候就该死了。
At that time, the dog is going to die.
你儿子18岁，希望你早点死。
And when your son reaches 18, he wishes you die.
德国人坚决的，你怎么鼓励都不生孩子。
So the Germans, regardless what you say, I'm not going to have children.
他们宁可养狗。
They would prefer dogs.
这是欧洲最大的危机。
That's the biggest problem in Europe.
不过我发现哈，我们不太远的新加坡也差不多。
But you know, I've observed a similar trend in Singapore.
新加坡中国人都不生孩子的。
In Singapore, the Chinese don't like to have children.
生孩子的都是马来人或者是印度人。
They are more Malays or Indians who will have children.
不过中国人比较聪明。
But Chinese, they are smart.
你不能出钱鼓励他生孩子。
You cannot just give them money to encourage them to have kids.
你一出钱，马来人、印度人就生更多。
If you just give them money, the Malays and the Indians are going to have more people with more children.
这新加坡从中国进口中国人。
So Singapore is going to import Chinese from China.
小学生、中学生、大学生、博士后。
A lot of students from the public school all the way to PhD.
据说过去几十年，新加坡已经进口了，从中国进口100万。
In the last few decades, Singapore has imported about 1 million people from China.
中国就是人多嘛。
There are lots of people in China.
如果新加坡愿意，我给你1000万呢。
And if Singapore wants it, China go, I can give you 10 million if you want.
所以伊斯兰教对我们基督徒来看是一个很大的威胁。
Muslim has become a threat to Christianity.
不过你要看一下光明面。
But we also have to see the bright side.
很少人注意到。
Very few people notice.
在伊朗。
In Iran.
他们1979年开始有一个伊斯兰教的宗教革命。
In 1979, there was a religious reform.
因为那个他们的教长 Khomeini 从法国回伊朗。
At that time, Khomeini went from France back to Iran.
现在过了35年了。
After 35 years.
伊朗人开始对伊斯兰教受够了。
Iranians have enough of Islam.
情况非常像中国的文化大革命。
The situation actually looked like the Cultural Revolution in China.
我们的文革是走极左的路线。
Cultural Revolution is very much a left-wing movement.
他们提倡最纯的社会主义、马克思主义、毛泽东思想这样。
It promote a pure left socialism, Marxism, Maoism.
所以文革结束以后
，After Cultural Revolution，
中国全部向右转
，And the whole China turned right.
所以我们要的是资本主义。
We want capitalism.
在伊朗呢
？In Iran，
他们1979年就是要一个。最严格、最纯的伊斯兰教。
In 1979, they promote a pure Islam.
所以他们 过去已经忘掉的东西通通搬回来了。
Everything they have ever forgotten had been reinstored.
因为这样的缘故。
Due to this reason,
过去35年
after 35 years,
有100万的伊朗穆斯林转向基督教。
1 million Iranians have become Christians.
就35年内增加了100万伊朗人的基督徒。
So in 35 years, there has been increase of 1 million Christians in Iran.
说实在，我以前也不知道。
I didn't know this before.
有一次在一个地方，我们有一个礼拜的关于伊斯兰教的一个课程。
One time I had this course on Islam somewhere.
讲师是一个伊朗的牧师。
And the lecturer is actually an Iranian pastor.
他原来是穆斯林。
He was a Muslim before.
变成基督徒，还读了神学院，想做牧师。
He became a Christian, then he studied in seminary, now he's a pastor.
他住在英国。
He lives in England.
每个礼拜天他讲道。
Every Sunday he preached.
用卫星送到伊朗。
And with satellite, it was broadcasted in Iran.
伊朗的基督徒都是家庭教会。
And it was all house churches in Iran.
因为他不能公开聚会。
Because they could not do this publicly.
他本来禁止小耳朵去收外国的什么电视。
Actually, watching foreign TV and this kind of thing is all forbidden.
但是事实上每一家都有那种收卫星电视的那种收接收器。
But every house probably has a receiver to get signal from satellite.
所以伊朗尤其到海外哈。
So Iranians when they go overseas,
到欧洲每个城市，伊朗留学生就有他们的查经班。
So in Europe, actually, a lot of Iranians have their own Bible study.
所以后来我去 Google 去查一查，是不是真的
？So I Google and try to check the facts.
哎，真的
？Actually, it's true.
你想到吗？伊朗那样一个穆斯林国家。有一百万的穆斯林在这几十年之内变成基督徒。
Have you ever imagined in the last few decades millions of Iranians Muslims have become Christians?
你知道，我们就隔一个海峡就是到了印尼。
You know, this is very close to Indonesia.
印尼是全世界号称最大的穆斯林国家。
Indonesia claims itself to be the largest Muslim country in the world.
它有一亿九千万的穆斯林。190 million.
190 million Muslims.
可是你知道吗？它有3700万的基督徒。3700万基督徒。
37 millions of Christians.
你没想到它有这么多基督徒吧？
Have you ever imagined there are so many Christians?
占印尼的 16%.
16% of Indonesian population.
马来西亚是不准传基督教的，像马来人不准传基督教。
In Malaysia, it's forbidden to evangelize a Malay.
全世界马来族的基督徒 95% 都在印尼。
And 90% of Malay Christians are actually in Indonesia.
我们也知道雅琪在前几年发生了一个大海啸。
And in Indonesia, there was a major tsunami a few years ago.
雅琪是印尼最保守、最伊斯兰化的一个地区。
And that was the most conservative Muslim area.
因为伊斯兰教从阿拉伯人传来的时候，第一站就是雅琪。
Because when Islam reached Indonesia, that was the first stop.
所以东南亚第一个伊斯兰化的地区是苏门答腊的雅琪。
So, Iran Java actually was the first place that was converted to Islam in Asia.
第二个才是马来西亚的马拉卡，马六甲。
And the second place was Malacca in Malaysia.
第三就是印尼的爪哇岛。
And the third is Java in Indonesia.
再来就是菲律宾的 Mindanao。
Then it's Mindanao in Philippines.
这边都是从雅琪来的。
And all the people come from Iran Java.
所以过去基督徒很难在雅琪传福音的。
In the past, the door was closed to Christians.
海啸以后。
But after the tsunami,
所有的救难队都来。
All the foreign aids came.
很有意思。
Very interesting.
所有的救难队，没有一个队来自于伊斯兰教国家。
None of the foreign aids came from Muslim countries.
阿拉伯没有队来。
Arab did not send any foreign aids.
伊朗也没有派人来。
Iran did not send anyone.
来的通通是基督教国家的基督教的救难队。
All the foreign aids came from Christian countries.
他们必须接纳。
And they have to receive them.
因此，雅琪的那些印尼人是一有生以来第一次面对面接触到基督徒。
So the Muslim in that place, this is the first time they see Christians.
我们现在不敢说有多少雅琪人信了基督教。
We cannot really predict or calculate how many people have been converted to Christians.
但是他们已经开始向基督教开放。
But they start to be open up.
他们暗中的透过网络问很多问题，他们要圣经。
They ask questions through internet. They start to ask for Bible.
孟加拉是一个穆斯林国家。
And Bangladesh is a Muslim country.
但是他们有100万基督徒。
They have 1 million Christians.
其中有13万是过去20-30年从穆斯林变成基督徒的。
There are 130,000 who were converted from Muslims.
他们成立了300多个教会。
There are about 300 churches.
都是在过去20-30年成立的。
They were established in the last 20 to 30 years.
所以你会看到一点点在穆斯林国家当中有一个福音运动。
So you can see there's a movement in the Muslim countries.
虽然在他们人口来讲，可能是有时候1%或不到1%。
Probably we look at the population, it's 1% or less.
但是以短短的20-30年来说，一下子增加几十万到百万的时候，也是非常可观的。
But in the few decades, an increase of few millions, that's actually incredible.
在很困难的情况下，上帝已经在做工了。
In a very challenging situation, God is working.
连巴基斯坦也有450万的基督徒。
In Pakistan, there are four point five million Christians.
好，我们看看佛教国家。
How about Buddhist countries?
全世界有4.3亿的佛教徒。
There are 430 million. There are 430 million Buddhists in the world.
占全世界人口7%。
7% of the world population.
其中一半在中国。
Half of them are in China.
99%在亚洲。
99% in Asia.
所以佛教是亚洲人的宗教。
So Buddhist is claimed to be the Asian religion.
1980年以后，台湾佛教大复兴。
In 1980, there's a revival of Buddhism in Taiwan.
他们声称是唐朝以来从来没有这么兴旺的。
Since Tang Dynasty, it has never been so popular.
在台湾，你可能听说哦，琳琅堂啊，什么教会在复兴。
We may hear the about revival renewals about different churches in Taiwan.
说实在，我没有看过台湾教会有任何复兴。
Actually, I have not seen a lot of revivals in Taiwan church.
佛教在复兴是真的。
But Buddhism, yes, I've seen it.
你随时可以看到人的手上是带着佛珠的。
You have seen people wearing also the ornaments have to do with Buddhism.
还有很多新兴的宗教团体。
And many, many different religious groups.
这数目很多。
The number is huge.
大概至少是用亿来算。
A few millions to billions.
所以新兴宗教佛教也是一个很大的挑战。
So Buddhism, those new religions, they are challenges.
但是也有正面的好消息。
But let's look at the bright side.
像那个锡兰，这是一个小圣佛教的大本营。
In Sri Lanka, that is the major camp of Buddhism.
但是他们基督徒的人数从1960年到现在50年增加13倍。
But the Christian population has increased 13 times in the last 50 years.
虽然总数只占人口的 1.2%.
It's only 1.2% in the total population.
但是增加 50年增加13倍也是涨得很快的。
But 13 times, that's a quite a large increase.
缅甸过去这么多年都是社会主义的军事政府在压制他们。
In Myanmar, military government has been oppressing the people.
可他们基督徒从20年之内从250万增加到450万。
But Christian population have increased from 2.5 million to 4.5 million.
所以这个增长也是相当快的，二十年增加一倍。
Over 20, just in within 20 years, it's almost double.
所以你会看见，你觉得很悲观，但神已经在做事情。
We may think this is very dark, but God is working in darkness and bring out brightness.
我们也许知道哈，在1965年的时候，有一个美国的Martin Luther King, 一个金恩博士，一个很有名的演讲。
In 1965, Dr. Martin Luther King had a very famous speech.
就是我有一个梦 ，I have a dream.
I have a dream.
所以现在连小孩子他都会跟你讲 ，I have a dream.
Now they even the little kids know I have a dream.
你有什么梦
？What kind of dream?
我要吃 ice cream.
I want ice cream.
所以。这个梦忘掉了，但是 I have a dream 啊。
And so let's look at the dream.
今天很多基督徒也是 I have a dream.
Many Christians like to say I have a dream.
What your dream?
What is your dream?
来马尼拉也是个 dream， 对不对？一个梦想。
Maybe coming to Manila is a dream.
离开中国能出国都是一个梦想的实现。
Leaving China behind maybe is a dream.
基督徒呢
？How about Christians?
我们应该说 we have。A vision.
We actually should say we have a vision.
就是我们有一个意向。
We have a vision.
不是 I 是 we， 不是我是我们。
Not I but we.
而且不是梦，而是一个意向。
Not a dream but a vision.
意向是从神来的。
Vision comes from God.
意向是神在圣经上借着先知赐给我们。
Vision comes from God's gift through the words of God.
来自于神的应许。
Come from God's promise.
所以，关于将来的这个世界。
So regarding the world in the future.
将来的宣教。
Mission in the future.
以赛亚书到最后的时候。
The book of Isaiah at the end.
65章。
Chapter 65.
65章19节。
Chapter 65, verse 19.
他说，在十九节的最后提到说，那些素来没有听见我的名声，没有看见我荣耀，饶远的海国，他们必将我的荣耀传扬在列国之中，他们必将你们的弟兄从列国中送回。
They said, people who have never heard my name.Never seen the islands who I have never seen my glory. They are going to come and proclaim the glory among the nations. They will come.
然后二十一节说，耶和华说，我也必从他们中间取人为祭司，为利未人。
And I'm going to bring out, priests among them.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
大使命提到福音要传到万邦。
And the Great Commission talk about the gospel will be preached in the world.
以赛亚预言福音要传到列国。
And Isaiah talk about the gospel will be preached among nations.
遥远的海岛。
To the foreign islands.
菲律宾也是其中一个海岛啊。
Philippines island.
然后呢，从列国的人当中
，Among the nations，
神要从他们当中取人做祭司
，God is going to call out priests among them，
做利未人
，to be Levites。
可是我们血统上不是以色列人
，We are not Israelites。
我们也不是亚伦后裔
，We are not sons and daughters of Aaron。
但是以赛亚说，在列国人当中，我要选他们做祭司。
But Isaiah talk about I'm going to call people from them.
所以以后的祭司不再是亚伦后裔。
So in future, the priests no longer come from the descendants of Aaron.
是，万国都有人变成祭司。
And the priests are going to come from all nations.
所以这个是神已经预言的，这个福音是要传遍世界。
This is a prophecy coming from God.
以赛亚写这个话的时候是公元前700年。
Isaiah wrote about this about 700 years before Christ.
另外一个应许是什么？
What's the other promise?
在以赛亚书19章。
In Isaiah chapter 19.
在以赛亚书19章的时候，21节提到说耶和华必被埃及人所认识。
It talk about Yahweh will be recognized by the people in Egypt.
在那日埃及人必认识耶和华。
The Egyptians will know Yahweh.
24节说
Verse 24.
当那日埃及人要与亚述人一同敬拜耶和华。
And talk about the Egyptians and Syrians, they are going to come and worship Yahweh together.
当那日以色列必与埃及亚述三国一律使地上的人得福。
And Israel and Egypt and Assyria, they are going to come to Yahweh together and bless all people.
因为我万军之耶和华赐福给他们。
Because Yahweh the Almighty are blessing them.
说埃及我的百姓。
Egypt my people.
亚述我手的工作。
Assyria the work of my hand.
以色列我的产业都有福了。
Israel, my inheritance.
非常令人惊讶的。
This is surprising.
对于以色列人来说。
According to the Israelites.
他们是神的选民。
They are the chosen people of God.
他们是神的百姓。
They are God's people.
而这边埃及也变成神的百姓了。
But however here, even Egypt become God's people.
亚述也变成神的工作了。
Israel, Assyria become the work of God.
三国并列。
The three countries are listed together.
而且是都是万人得福。
And they are going to bless others together.
而这件事情是要在将来末日实现。
And this is going to happen in the end time.
我们比以赛亚更靠近末日。
We are closer to the end, as compared to Isaiah.
今天的埃及是怎么样的国家呢？
How does Egypt look like today?
当然他们有1000多万的基督徒。
It has about 10 million Christians.
但他们有更多的是穆斯林。
But they are more Muslims.
所以那是一个穆斯林国家。
So it's a Muslim country.
亚述呢？
How about Assyria?
是伊拉克。
It's Iraq.
那是一个穆斯林国家。
That's also a Muslim country.
你能想象神说，将来埃及的穆斯林、伊拉克的穆斯林有一天会成为神的百姓吗？
Can you imagine God say, the Muslims in Egypt, the Muslims in Syria, Iraq, they are going to become my people.
如果神这样说了，
If God say so,
事情就会这样发生的。
Thing will happen.
所以你别说穆斯林转向基督是不可能的。
So never say it's impossible for a Muslim to be converted to Christian.
这是神的应许。
This is God's promise.
盼望这成为我们的意象。
Pray that this might be our vision.
可能它要100年、200年、300年才会实现。
It may take a few hundred years to realize.
但也可能在40-50年情况就已经有巨大的改变。
Or perhaps within 40 or 50 years, things may change.
Never say never. 你永远不要说永远不会。
Never say never.
我们要有这样的意向。
We have to have vision.
所以盼望我们在座所有的同学们
Pray that all of us brothers and sisters
我们能够持定这个意向
May we hold on to this vision
奔那摆在我们前面的路程
And we may walk faithfully the journey in front of us
不管神把你安排在哪里
Regardless where God may place you
或者回到中国
Perhaps you are going back to China
或者到海外任何地方
Or maybe God send you somewhere else overseas.
我们是彼此同工的。
We are co-workers.
不一定所有人都去做穆斯林的福音宣教工作。
Not everyone are going to be missionaries sent into Muslims.
但有一件事情是确定。
But one thing for sure.
福音必然要广传。
the gospel is going to be preached.
万民必然归向主。
And all people will come to God.
即便是今天所谓最不容易传福音的穆斯林。
Even among the most challenging, most difficult Muslims.
神也会从他们当中拣选人，不但信主，甚至成为祭司。
And God is going to elect people from them and make them priests.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为你召集我们当中所有的同学，我们来自各地各方，大多数来自中国。但是我们求你帮助我们，让我们拥有这样一个意向。我们来到这里学习，主求你除去我们个人的小小的梦想，相反的，你赐给我们有这样共同的意向，愿意福音广传，而且将来在福音广传建立神国度的事情上，主让我们知道你要我们扮演的角色，你要我们侍奉的工厂在哪里，你要我们向什么样的族群来传扬你的福音。主啊，把这样的意向赐给我们，好让我们不会空占地图，不会浪费我们的光阴，也让我们所装备所学习的一切能够应用在建造神国度的事工上。 Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again to give us this opportunity to learn in BSOP, to be equipped and give us the vision so that we can hold this vision and move on so that we can be an instrument for youTo share the gospel and to establish the kingdom of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.